Good morning. It is Saturday, the third Saturday of a five-Saturday month. We're hanging out with Chris and Christy here, getting you a little recharge to start your day. Let's go.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If it's said it once, no need to repeat.
I don't really get to talk to Paul very quickly like he normally says, "Hey, Kyle, how you doing?" But Paul's not here. He's still on vacation. So I've got Chris and Christy just hanging out today. How you guys doing?
Doing great. It's Friday. Well, Saturday
it's
now.
It's Saturday.
Yeah. Mercy. It's such a good Saturday. We thought it was still Friday. Oh, man.
I'm happy because Saturday means that it's sunny and Friday was not sunny. And I was not okay with the not sunny because the rest of the week was sunny and I had decided that it was spring already and then it's going to get cold next week. And so Nashville is messing with my mind, which is not okay.
It's like something's been taken away from me when it goes back to cold.
Right.
After like winter, I don't hold a grudge against the winter, but suddenly it's like so close to spring and then my windshield's frosted. I'm like, this is not fair.
It's not fair. It's absolute. Yeah. It's like a wrong done to humanity to take back and go back to winter for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we always like to chat a little bit about what's going on. We're now less than 60 days away from a SotuCon, which is a little bit nuts at this point. Chris, this will be, you know, you've been at every SotuCon with us. Christy, you know, was there last year. What are you guys most excited about for this year coming up? Chris?
Yeah. You know, it's funny to say this, but like I have been at all of them. And I have really enjoyed we see our people, we see our community when we go to any event, but there's a certain like, okay, I'm facilitating the tone at this event. So whenever I run into somebody who, you know, we see other times at a SotuCon, I get to kind of be the host. I get to check on them in a certain way that I can't at NADA, or, you know, I get to have conversations that are set aside for this time of kind of collaborative, community spirited gathering. And I really love that. Like, I'm just excited to check in on people that, you know, I have formed a relationship with in the last few years. And obviously, like the part of the event that they bring with them is always, you know, the spontaneity of seeing the things we've planned bounce off of them and become something even more beautiful.
Yeah, it's things just, you can't plan that happen and you're like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. I love it so much. But yeah, that's me. I'm just excited to see the other half of a SotuCon that we can't plan.
Yeah. Christy, you got any thoughts about this year on year two in your world?
Yeah, the first one that I went to, it was really just, I loved how engaged everybody was, honestly. And I actually got to sit in on a couple of panels, you know, during the time that we were there. And I think that was probably one of my favorite parts, just like seeing everybody really engaged, really kind of digging into topics that, you know, not everybody's talking about. You know, and a lot of the speakers just would straight out go out into the audience and kind of pick people's brains. And I loved how interactive, you know, everything was. Everybody was so interested in kind of participating, and it was great to see.
Yeah. I think that's one key differentiator is and I think we say it on the website, it's like, you know, just if you're just simply there to attend, like, it's probably not for you. If you're there to participate, this thing's for you, you know. So,
100%.
Well, let's get into, you know, you guys do such a good job at digging into the stories that maybe don't get told broadly, maybe get shared on social or something like that, that are happening all throughout our industry, that it's not an OEM or, you know, a major partnership deal or anything like that. What's going on in the world this week, Christy, of auto?
Yeah. So this actually tied in perfectly. So to AsoduCon. So as hopefully most people are aware, Will Gadara, who is the author of Unreasonable Hospitality, is going to be one of our keynote speakers at AsoduCon. And so we've been kind of digging into his book and just really kind of pulling out a lot of the tips and tricks that he has used in his restaurant and in hospitality in the past, and kind of how we can apply those to the auto world. And so this week I actually kind of dug into a couple specific things. And one of the major overarching topics that he brings up over and over again is going above and beyond. And so we actually, our creative director, Kelly, actually pointed out this story for us earlier this week. And I really just have to read it. It's very short, but it's, to me, it was just such a perfect example of going above and beyond. But we got, like I said, Kelly sent this to us. Robert Fowler, who's the GM of BMW of South Atlanta, posted on LinkedIn about extraordinary service beyond the showroom. And he said, "Today's experience at BMW of South Atlanta wasn't just about cars. It was about community. As I drove into Publix to grab lunch for our dedicated team, I couldn't help but notice an older gentleman facing the challenge of a flat tire. In less than 30 minutes, our mobile service van was there ready to assist. But that's not where the story ends. Our BMW genius, Tyler Mathis, transformed the waiting time into a mini masterclass, sharing insights and features of the gentleman's car that he missed out on at his original dealership." And I love this story so much because, it's looking outside of the showroom to do, I mean, talk about going above and beyond, you know, just seeing somebody in a parking lot struggling and deciding you needed to jump in. So I just love this story.
Yeah. I can't even say how many times I've seen someone struggling with that and thought to myself, if I was a better person, I'd help them.
Yeah. Exactly. Or even if I had the resources or the time, you know, that's just keeping your eye. You know what I love about the philosophy that Will Gadara is bringing to Unreasonable Hospitality? It's going into so many corners, so many verticals right now. It's not so much about what you pre-plan to do. It's what it's the awareness that you bring to every situation, right?
Yes.
In this situation, if I'm aware enough, it will probably present itself with the opportunity to do something special. And it doesn't have to be big or grand or crazy. It can be seemingly mundane. Like, they do mobile service all the time. They explain features all the time. It could seem mundane. But to the person that just got kind of rescued from their pain, it's magical, you know?
Yeah. And to, you know, to also kind of give them a little masterclass and, you know, teaching them also, so that it's not just, you know, straight up helping. I mean, they're trying to help for long term. So I just, the opportunity to look for ways to go above and beyond, even outside of dealerships and outside of the showroom, I think is just really, really powerful.
Yeah. Well, cool. That, I think it's a warming story, and it's one that I think everybody should just go to Publix today and see if there's someone struggling with a flat tire. They're probably all over the case. Well, as you get into your Saturday, look for every opportunity, every interaction to be an opportunity to serve someone and to make this about so much more than cars.